Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Hi, Stephen. It's Samantha here.
Yes, hi.
Yes, so I had a word with Don, and he clarified the package to me, and he also confirmed that the formatting was not included in your package. I mean, if it was included, the costing would have been somewhere around $1,200 or $1,300, okay? Now, there are two options in front of you. Either you can take the specifications, like the requirements that Rafael provided you, and do it on your own. If you have a formatter, you can let them know. You can share this with them, and they'll know exactly what to do, okay? They'll help you with the resizing. Or if you want to proceed with us, and if you want our formatting team to take care of this for you, there will be an additional cost for that. If you can bear that, we can proceed with it, and we'll sort it out on
is this additional charge?
Let me really quickly calculate that, and it's just the formatting, right? There's nothing else needed to be done. Okay. All right, Stephen, it's coming up as $399.
$399 for the whole, per book?
Yes, for the individual manuscript, you know, like the entire formatting of that file.
Wait, $399?
That is correct.
Not $3.99.
No, unfortunately.
Wait a minute. Tell me again what Don said.
Don said that the formatting of the book, it's not included in the package.
Okay, well then him and I have a misunderstanding. Do I need to resend you the manuscript at exactly 8.5 by 11?
About that, you'll have to share the specifications that I'm talking about, you know, the exact measurement that came up with our printing department. You'll have to share that with your formatter, and they will know exactly what to do.
What are these measurements? Do you know them?
Yes. Let me pull that up. Just give me a quick moment. Thank you very much for being online. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. So it says that your PDF dimensions are 24.417 inches, and what it should be is 24.501 inches.
Wait. Start again. What, 24.1?
Inches. Let me give you exactly what it is now, and then I'll tell you what it needs to be, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the current dimensions are 24.417 inches multiplied by 10 inches. That's your current dimensions.
Okay, we're talking about the dust cover then.
Just give me a quick moment.
Okay, I need to open up the dust cover.
Yes. And the second one that what it needs to be. Didn't Rafael share this screenshot with you? It would be much better if you can see it on your screen.
Yeah, but no. Okay, here's another problem. He sent me an email with the image and a download file, but I can't because I have to like log into a when I click download file, it says it says Creative Design Agency, and I have to put in an email address and a password, and I don't have an email address or a password.
The email address that the account was created with is Steve SHA@comcast.net. That's the email address that you need to put in.
Yeah, but what's the password I use?
You need to create a new password. It's going to lead you to a new password. See, this was an account set up for you for our online portal. That way you're connected with the team.
Yeah, I don't have. I never started an account.
I know you didn't, but we set up this account for you. So if you go to your inbox and search for Creative Design Agency, you'll find an invitation there. And that's where you need to get started from. If you're in front of your computer, I can walk you through that.
Yeah. Let's do it so I can look at this image.
Yes.
Okay.
And let me know once you're in your inbox so I can walk you through the entire process.
You mean my email inbox? Yeah, I'm there right now.
Okay, perfect. You know what I'm going to do? I will send you the invitation again. That way you won't have to search for the previous emails, okay? So let me just really quickly send you the invitation and resend invite update. All right. So I've sent that to you. You should receive an invitation. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I deleted it because I didn't know what that was all about.
Okay, right. Now,
I didn't know why I had to join this Creative Design Agency because I didn't. Okay, what do I do now? The get started?
Yes, get started.
Okay. Let me just create a password real quick.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
What is it saying to you?
Wait. 8 characters minimum, at least 2 numbers and 1 letter. 1 letter.
Mhm.
Yeah, I have that. Oh, it says, I have to do that by signing up. You agree to the storing of your data. Oh.
Right.
I would like to receive news about teamwork. No, I don't.
You
don't
need to do that. Yes.
For the rest of my life.
Yeah, exactly. So don't go with that marketing call, but go with the first one, restoring of the data.
Okay, I'm in there. Now what do I do?
You go to the messages section. Find the messages section for me, please.
Oh, wait. I got this thing that says your admin has switched everybody in your company to the submit.
Mm-hmm.
Do I click submit?
Individual contributor. Yes, you submit that.
Okay, what do I do now in order to see what we're talking about?
You need to go to the messages section. Find messages for me anywhere on the top dashboard. You can find the options.
I can't do anything because I have to... Submit. I had to click submit again. It keeps bringing. It won't let me. Let me do anything.
Right. There is a technical glitch. I believe that's what's happening with you. Don't select individual contributor. Select the other option that's there. I believe it's for a project manager.
Project manager leader. I manage the work.
Yeah. Select that.
Okay. Let. Okay.
And submit.
Yeah, okay, so I go to messages?
Yes, you go to messages.
Welcome on board, one attachment.
Yeah, you click on welcome on board first. That's going to open up the entire correspondence. So click on that first, welcome on board, and then you'll see the entire correspondence between you and Rafael. You can go to the last message where he has sent you the image.
Yeah, I see the image, hardcover final.
Yes,
book
size that's
here.
The one.
Need to be Okay, is that it? It's just that hardcover final?
Yes, that's the file. You open that up, it's going to give you the notification of the exact measurements.
Okay, well, I can't. All it says is replace your PDF file, drag or drop it here.
No,
okay,
I believe you'll have to download that image. See if there are three, if you can find the three dots, so once you click on the image, it's going to give you the option to download.
Wait, book size, your PDF dimension 24417 by 10. You selected the PDF need to be within 24501 by 10. Okay, so it needs to be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be 20, like just a tenth of an inch bigger.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I can easily open that up in Adobe Photoshop and crop it. It needs to be within. Oh, okay, so there's a range.
Yes.
I can crop it at 24501 by 10.188 and then
That's
reset
correct.
It to you.
That
is
absolutely
is that
correct.
Is that all I need to do?
Exactly. That's the only thing. See, it's not a big difference. It's just a minor adjustment that needs to be done over there. If you can handle
that on your own, it's great. Yeah, of course. I can easily handle that. But what
Perfect.
Were you saying about what were you saying about downloading this?
Oh, I was just saying that if you cannot see the complete message in regards to the dimensions, then you can download this image.
Wait, or drag and drop here. Wait, what is this? Download, image, ping. Oh, that's the download, just the... Okay, I'm clicking on replace your PDF file, but it doesn't let me do anything.
Where exactly are you doing that? Files?
It says replace your PDF file or drag. Look. After I get off the phone,
mm-hmm.
I'll resize this, or I could resize my original picture right now
mm-hmm.
While I'm on the phone, and then I could. All I got to do is open it in Photoshop. It's the,
right, but you will have to resize the entire compilation. That means all the pictures in there. The entire file will need to be resized on these particular dimensions. So I don't think you'll be able to do this over the phone. One more thing.
Oh, yeah.
The option that you're seeing where it says replace your PDF file, you don't have to use that option. It's just a JPEG given to you for reference for the dimensions, okay? So all you got to do once you're done with the resizing or restructuring of the manuscript that you have, you go back to the messages section, go to add reply. Can you find that option for me?
Wait. Go back to messages.
Mm-hmm. Welcome on board. Click on
yeah.
Welcome on board. Now you need to find add reply. It should be right after a file's current message. You know where he sent you the attachment? Right after that, it should say add reply. Or before it. It depends whether your messages are...
I'm clicking on the messages. I don't see add... Oh, add a message?
No, not add a message. Now, once you click on messages, you have to select welcome on board. That's the thread that we are using. So click on welcome on board.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I'm trying to get back to the welcome on board.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm back... messages.
Then welcome on board.
Okay. Oh yeah, there it is. Welcome on board.
Click on that.
Oh, I see. Oh, add reply.
Yes, add reply. Now you will have the option to type out a message, and then right at the bottom, there's an option for you to attach a file. Do you see that?
Okay. Yeah, I see that, but that's just for the cover, it's going to be about a 42 megabyte file.
No, that's not just for the cover. You can add your file here. See, once you click on attach a file, you can click on add files. It's going to redirect you to your computer or whatever device you're using. And then you can select the file from there.
Okay, but it can I can add a 42 megabyte file though, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay, but the question I'm asking now, mm-hmm. is the cover the only thing I need to change in the entire book?
Yes, let me just reconfirm that. I don't want to have to, you know, go back and forth with you. Just give me a quick moment. Let me confirm, okay?
Okay, if it's only the cover, I could change that in like 1 minute and resend it to you.
Okay. All right, stay with me on the line.
Okay.
Just stay with me on the line, Stephen. It's going to take like a minute or two. I'm connecting with the printing department now, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for being online, Stephen. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so far it looks like the book cover is the only adjustment that we need, okay? So you only need to work on the book cover file, resize that, and send it back to us. While I have you over the phone, do you have an ISBN number that we can incorporate on the back cover of your book?
No, I don't want that.
No ISBN number? Are you going to sell these copies or...
I'm going to sell them to several friends, and I'm going to give some away.
Okay, but you do understand, just a heads up, that without an ISBN, you cannot sell a book, right? So
yes, I understand. I'm not going to market it in any retail or I'm not. I understand that.
Okay.
That's why I'm only getting 10 total. I'm going to give some away to friends.
Mm-hmm.
And some friends are going to give me the cost my cost. So I'm not really selling. I'm so,
perfect.
Yeah, no, I understand. I do not need the ISBN number.
All right, then it sounds good. You can send the book cover revised on the portal here, just the way I showed you, you know, by going to the add reply option and adding a file there. Once you send that to us, we will send you a print preview, one last look at the manuscript of how it's going to look, you know, after printing. You approve that, and then we'll print out the copies. Go ahead.
Okay, so I just want to be clear, it's only the cover.
That is correct.
But remember, I have a dust cover also.
Right, that's the dust jacket.
And the manuscript, the inside pages, that's fine also.
Yes, that is all fine.
Okay,
and
all right, I just wanted to clarify that. Okay,
yes.
I actually opened this in Photoshop, and I see it says 24x42. So I'll go ahead and crop it. I'll adjust the size so it'll be well within.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to be slightly bigger, just slightly bigger.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So you do that. And just in case if you have face any issues in regards to the portal or anything at all, you can get back to us. This is our main line, okay?
Yes, okay. I'll do this. I'll adjust this in the next couple of minutes and then upload it back to you. Should I rename the file?
Yes, that will be great.
Okay, I'll rename it. Hardcover Final. I'll call it Hardcover Final 02.
Right. That sounds good.
Okay. All right. I hope this takes care of it. So please take a look at it as soon as I resize it. Make sure that everything else is good. Okay.
All right. That sounds about right. You send that in, and we will do the rest of it on our own, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you so much for your time. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.